Summer Music 101 on RNZ National. Joining us in the studio is Mal Lakatani with a beautiful summer track of his that we're about to hear shortly. He's in the studio. Whakalofa atu, Mal.
Hey. Hey, Yadna. Whakalofa lea to everybody listening out there, Radio NZ. How you doing?
How's the new year been? We're a few days into it.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. It's so, so good. Like all of my New Year's resolutions are on the way. And so my new eating habits, my new food habits, my new gym habits, my, you know, self-care habits, they're all on the way, yeah.
Do I need to check in with you in about March and see?
Nah, let's maybe next week. No, we're all good. No, it's going good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You know, you just squeeze in work in between the holidays. We're just That's here to one. Make everyone's afternoons
so
nice
good.
And chill. And I'm looking forward Very to good. Hearing. We're going to play the song that you performed last year on Afternoons with Jesse, and the song is Smile. So let's talk about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That was awesome. That was an awesome time in the studio working along with your engineers over there, that was amazing. We had a great time. All the boys had enjoyed it. I had like a bunch of guys to support me on BVs and someone playing bass and someone playing some percussion. And it was awesome. It was so cool.
Let's wind the Mal Lakatani story back. You were, as a teenager, you were in Te Waka, performed in Te Waka. How did that come about?
That was a really cool opportunity. There was some of Te Waka's main people, their management and the lead singer and songwriter, their son was in my class back in high school. Actually, not in my class. We were in the same band in school. Their guitarist was going to take some leave from the band, and he had recommended that I had auditioned for the band, and I got the part, and it was a huge blessing at the time just to, like, you know, be able to travel the world with a Pacific band and also flying the New Air culture flag, you know, being part of a group that goes around the world presenting cultural music, Pacific cultural music. There was lots of honour to stand on behalf of, you know, the guys in Te Waka and also as a New Air with those fellow awesome musicians.
Is it fair to say that New Air is quite represented, if not overrepresented, in our Aotearoa music scene, because you were also in your fellow New Airian brothers band, The Crates, who's Shefu's band.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's an awesome thing that's current and still going. I love all the opportunities that I get to work with Brother Shefu and his family, and it's and The Crates family. There's lots of learning that I do even on the roads, like, you know, just learning about, you know, styles of music and hip-hop and things like that. Because I've never been a hip-hop head, I've never been a freestyler or a battle rapper, but, like, you know, when I've seen and been exposed to, you know, the art form through Shay's mind and his head, it's actually, like, super educational for me, because I just think, wow, I wouldn't get this from reading a book. I get this from actually looking at it with my own two eyes and hearing it and listening in the rehearsal spaces, the touring, and the times on stage. So it's all massive.
And
it's huge.
Also, like you said, if it's not naturally your style of music, your genre of music you're drawn to, you're not necessarily going to seek it out. But when you have friends or bandmates exposing you to it, that gives you a context to enjoy it or understand it, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. It could be any genre. It might be some reggae. It might be... Man, it could be any genre. Like, one of my big favorite ones that's embedded in me is Pacific, is real, like, you know, actual Pacific cultural music, like things like the Lolongo, Lolongo Fo, Lolongo Ta Me. Those are all the traditional Niuean celebration songs, the contemporary Niuean songs, or even contemporary Pacific songs. So those are all in a space that's actually real special to me. It's where I come from, but it's one that's really ticking for me at the moment.
I'm speaking to Mal Lakatani. We're about to hear his song Smile, which he performed on Afternoons last week, but we've got him in the studio to have a bit of a chat as a musician himself, a session musician. You play performances, concerts, you do the corporate gig circuit, but also you're a music educator as well.
Yeah.
And have you, as a music educator, seen music literacy evolve in the youth? Because there's that sense of, you know, there will always be students who are driven and passionate about music, but then there's the rest of us, including myself in that, who may not necessarily choose it as a specialist topic. What's the overall literacy like?
The understanding of it from my eyes and what I get to do in classrooms and in different schools, because I go to various different schools, is that I see, here's the real talk, I see lots of kids that don't do music that should be doing music. And the big number one for that is the number one reason is that they are super gifted and talented. They do it every week in church. They do it every week in their homes as part of cultural groups as well. All of that natural talent and, what do you call it, service, so to speak, service, kind of gets credited in the eyes of NCEA. And I feel like, man, why are you not singing in front of the classroom to get some credits? This is to year 11, 12, 13 students. And the biggest real talk that I've seen with my own two eyes is that students sometimes don't get along with HODs or certain music teachers. And this is not like poking fun at people that I've worked with in the past. This is what I have seen in visiting different schools and even having family who are students who are musically gifted as well and should be doing music, but aren't. They're not doing music. And it's like, wow, why aren't you? It could be credits for you, like, you know.
How did you decide to follow that path of becoming a musician? Like, if it was available to you, how is it that you see students who aren't following that path who could be excelling in that? Like, where did you start? Were you performing in church and culture groups? When did you first pick up the guitar?
All of those, both of those. First time I picked up the guitar, I was 4. My dad had a family band and he used to have band rehearsals. First time I saw a drum kit, I was 4 years old and I was like, wow, what is that? Then there was a guitar in the corner. There was always a guitar in the corner of some kind of room in our house growing up. And our family band would play at all sorts of New Anne functions like haircutting ceremonies, 21st birthdays, weddings, ear piercing ceremonies, and other things that were to do with Niue culture, like it might have been the Constitution Days or Miss Niue pageants and things like that. We were all about those types of things. And so my growth into music was through my dad. My growth into music as a teenager was through another guy that I see as a, you know, that type of figure, a fatherly figure in music, is a guy called Paul Norman, who is a music itinerant teacher now, but he was my music teacher back in the days in high school. And he introduced my ears, my understanding, my learning to all sorts of music, but also how to appreciate it and appreciate how to play it.
Is it true, Mel, that you actually wanted to become a maths teacher or a banker?
Yeah, real talk, I wanted to be a maths teacher. I thought I was real good at it until I saw sixth form calculus. And I was going, what the hell is this? This is so hard. Yeah, I tried. And another thing that I was going to fall back on was, as a kid, I wanted to, like, back in the day, we had these big, massive rubbish bins. And the guy that was running around behind the truck, running to grab the rubbish bags and chucking them onto the truck, I thought that was an awesome job and I wanted to do that, or even being the truck driver. That's what I wanted to do. So I was like, yo, that looks like a cool job.
How musical are your children?
Oh, they're pretty gifted. My son's favorite song, he's only at 4 at the time, but now he's 5. 4 at the time, and it is Kindy. His favorite song was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Oh, very good.
I know, crazy, crazy, crazy. He loves the bit where he goes, hello, hello, hello.
Shall we play it? We should play it for him, shouldn't we? Should we dedicate?
He would love it.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll play it right after we hear Smile for a bit of tonal whiplash. Who are we dedicating it to, Mel?
To Soli, my little boy Trinity Soul, please. Yeah.
All right, we're going to hear Smile as performed by yourself and your band on Afternoons last year. Mel Lakatani, good luck for 2020 and all your New Year's resolutions.
Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Enjoy 2020. Peace and love.
Can't wait. You bring simple pleasure to me on any given day. I'm happy just to chill with you, securing memories. You could change the world only if you were to smile today. If you were to smile today, if you were to smile today. Whoa, yeah, yeah. Here we go. A friendship I appreciate. Well, I like it, and I hope you like it, baby. Everything will be okay, and everything is alright with you. Everybody, these holidays.